everything that rocks.
All right, here we go. Good morning. 713, Brock Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
What is it?
What?
Well, it's Monday, right? Monday?
No, it's Friday, you dumbass. Just when I think you couldn't get any dumber.
Just trying to ruin your Friday.
You would. You would. It's already crazy enough. Don't you dare try and make it Monday. All right. Monday will be here soon enough.
All right. Welcome to Monday on November 11th.
Oh, my God. It's funny you bring that up, though, because I was telling Kiki the other day about this meme I saw, and it almost made my gut hurt when I realized it. So it was a meme of, you know, the guy who they show him blink, right? So it's the guy and his eyes open, and then he blinks and then he's open again. Mm-hmm. Well, the first one is his eyes open looking kind of like, and it says March. And then it shows the screen of him blinking. And then there's just a black screen on the other side. And then it shows him opening eyes again. And then it says August. And I was like, dude, when you think about it, yeah. We've gone through April, May, June, July already. Are you kidding me? Doesn't it feel like we were just starting this March like craziness?
I don't get it. It's like it happens every damn summer too, man. Yeah. Like August rolls around, you're like, what? No, it's not the eighth month of the year yet, right?
Yeah. No. It
damn
is.
Damn it.
It is.
What was it this year, though? Was it because of the coronavirus thing and then the quarantine and everybody's trying to figure out what's going on and just that next thing you know, it's like, okay, I'm still in my basement and it's August.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude. I did not take pleasure in that at all. So anyway, now that I've depressed everybody, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it out.
There you go.
Well, this is kind of interesting. You've heard the kind of rumblings around Ellen DeGeneres and her show, and right now it's causing a lot of stirs. There's an investigation going on about the environment saying that there's been racist and homophobic and derogatory, all these, like, it's a very hostile area to work at Ellen DeGeneres' show. All right, the lady who dances and gives away all this stuff, like, it's what is this happening?
I think it was one of the producers or something was kind of just saying some things, and I guess he wasn't really nice to work around. And
so there's also rumblings, though, that Ellen herself has been a terror to work for. And now this story just popped up. A guy named Ben Gravelit, who's 52, says that back when he was 11 years old, Ellen, who was around 20, quote, took pleasure in calling him fat and stupid. Ellen was working for Ben's mother at the time, and he said he would dread going into the office because of Ellen's insults. He described her as, quote, now this is what he's saying. He described her as, quote, the meanest, nastiest, most horrible person, and adds, quote, she was one of the most vile people I've ever met in my life. So this is what this guy is saying about Ellen. She even criticized his artistic talent. He said, quote, I was sitting beside her desk. I was drawing, and she criticized the drawings. She said, I guess that would look nice if you could draw.
Here's what it is. So, Ellen, you see Ellen, and her comedy is a certain way. So when she drops a joke, does she laugh? Not really. No, sometimes she'll snicker a little bit. But it's like, so in the comedy world, It's 100% okay what she's doing because it's pure comedy and she's kind of pushing it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she takes that attitude beyond the stage. You know what I'm saying? She'll just stab people and just not really laugh afterwards. It's kind of like, yeah, like I can see that.
It's trickled over to the point where she doesn't turn it off and maybe people will take it as instead of say, oh, it's Ellen. So it's got to be a joke, but I don't know, though. But there's also a time where you should turn it off. You know what I mean? I don't know if there's ever been a point where I've been around an 11-year-old kid, and I'm like, hey, what's up, fatty? What's up, you big, dumb fatty? You know what I mean? Like, that's not really a joke. That's just being mean. I don't know. This could be all hearsay. Who knows?
She's got a serious demeanor in her comedy, if you know what I mean. So, like, the way she delivers her jokes. So I can 100% see that.
Well, you know what's crazy is he said he was traumatized when he went to the movie theater and realized Ellen's voice was the voice in Finding Nemo, and he refused to accompany his kids when they wanted to ride the Nemo ride at Disney.
Wow.
So this this goes pretty deep. This goes pretty deep. It's true, I don't know why someone would make this up. So who knows?
James Corden? I heard he's the same exact
way. I heard he's a real jackass, too, so...
Yeah, I've heard some stories. There's some stories where, like, they've done, like, events and stuff and, like, just kind of personal stories. I think I read them on Reddit one time. People were kind of talking about it. Like, he came to our hot dog eating contest one time and, like, literally, like, did it, didn't say hi to anybody, and just pieced it. It's like he had to show up for a certain reason, you know, like a charity event or something. But I guess it was pretty salty. Like, everybody was like, damn, dude. Yeah. Like, really? But, you know, it's hard to... It's really hard to. This is just one guy saying this about Ellen. I guess I can kind of see it.
Yeah.
You know? But at the same time, we're talking about Ellen. We're talking about James Corden.
Yeah.
These are famous, famous people that anywhere they go, they just get bombarded everywhere. Oh my God. And you know what? It's got to get annoying.
Someday you could have
a certain.
You could have off days. You know, sometimes, you know, maybe that day Ellen's cat died or something and she took it out on this 11-year-old. We don't know. We don't know.
Everybody has an off day.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care if you're the king of the world. Yeah. You're still going to have, you know, those days where you're just like, I just don't want to talk to anybody. Don't want to see anybody.
Mother Teresa had off days. I'm sure she called some kid fat and stupid at some point.
It's just unfortunate when you're in your high profile celebrity. Nice. That they get pictures taken of them every single day. So that off day is out in the open.
Yep. Yep.
So. I don't know.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. It'll all come out in the wash. Lastly, it doesn't matter what kind of booze you drink. Knock back enough and you'll do things you regret. But are different types of drunken behavior associated with different types of alcohol? Someone polled 2,000 drinkers and asked what type of alcohol they were drinking when they did stupid stuff. Here's what they found. Whiskey drinkers get arrested the most. Almost twice as many people said they were drinking whiskey compared to rum in second place. Tequila was third. Vodka drinkers are the most likely to get naked in public. A third of the people who streaked said they were drinking vodka when it happened. You're also most likely to get a tattoo after drinking vodka. 42% were drinking it when they got inked up. Rum was next at 21%. You're most likely to set something on fire while drinking tequila. Over a third of people who started fires while they were drunk said tequila was the culprit. Tequila also caused the worst hangovers, followed by vodka, whiskey, rum, and gin. Tequila drinkers also had the most blackouts. So,
I don't know about this.
Do you get affected differently by different alcohols?
No, I don't think so.
No,
I think it's all in your head.
Yeah,
oh, I'm drinking tequila, so I get da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah,
you know, or I'm drinking vodka, so I'm gonna be this way. It's like you're already prepping yourself to go that way. You know what I'm saying?
I think there is something to that because booze is booze. It's still causing you to get drunk. And drunk you, I think we just try and justify, like, no, I can't do tequila, guys. Tequila makes me do, or I can't do vodka. I'm a mean drunk on vodka. No, you just don't know how to handle your booze. It's you drink more maybe vodka because you're doing mixed drinks or anything like that. I've stopped doing the blame game on booze. What it is, it's just, no, I drank too much. It's just, long and short, it doesn't matter if it's tequila, whiskey, rum, vodka, whatever. It's my own fault.
I have no idea what I'm talking about when it comes to the subject, so I'm just going to put that out there right away. But isn't alcohol alcohol? It's just the different alcohols are different, just flavored different?
Yeah, made differently. I think so, in my mind.
I mean, the base of the drink that gets you drunk is the alcohol, right?
Yep.
Is there different kinds that they put into different, or is it alcohol? I don't know. I feel like a moron not knowing this, but I think it is just one thing, right? And they put other stuff in it to make it tequila or vodka or the way they distill it, right?
I tell you what, when I drink bagged wine, I usually get naked. So if you see me drinking a wine out of a bag, just know my pants are coming off. There's nothing you can do about it.
That sounds like a good time.
Damn good time. Uh-oh, Brock's got the wine in a bag. Look out, we're going to see his donger. And then that's kind of what everyone knows. So just forewarning. All right, there you go. That's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock